Don't you? I believe Paul and they are taught wrongly preaching and teaching it is like we've already told you that. Peter, the apostle, said we ought to obey God rather than man. And then he begins to set forth the death, burial, and resurrection and the final coronation afterward, very specific or general terms. And then in verse 32, he said, and we are witnesses of these that were made. And so also is the Holy Ghost. Can you imagine, friends? In the very next verse, Acts 5, verse 33, the very next verse, the Bible says, because what Peter and the rest of the apostles said, they took counsel persuadingly. Now here's Peter, and here's what the fact. They're standing before the Sanhedrin council and the chief priest. And God has said, we've got the personal handwriting. It's not simply, it doesn't manifest itself, and there's nothing that I can tell other than the word of God. And so they went and they counseled and killed him. Now you believe that. But when the apostle Peter said, we're witnesses of these, and so also is the Holy Ghost. He says that God has given to them, literally, as Matt says, the obeying ones. Now, here's the conflict. Who do you follow? The counsel or God? Peter said, here's my witness. Here's the form I'm going to call. And that is the miraculous manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9 speaks that Christ is the author of eternal salvation to all of them that obey Him. How much? 2 minutes. But I would ask you to consider that none of this particular idea. This is the point where I would have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with the idea of already obeying once there, going to receive his life in the same thing. That's the whole truth of thinking in Acts chapter 5, verse 32. Peter is still giving his defense. The legislators are saying, look, we're the authority in them. We carry the big stick if we don't get up to prove to this thing. Well, I would ask you to be looking very closely. Peter's response. Grace the ire of these people. Friends, I'm here to tell you that if that thought you were standing there, it's not just got the person of the Holy Spirit literally physically dwelling in my body, but he doesn't do anything other than intercede. He can result sexually whatsoever. Do you think that those people would have taken counsel to slay him? No, they understood beyond the word that. They understood exactly what the Apostle Peter was saying. How much time do I have? He mentioned the idea of Cornelius, and it seems to me there is a conflict. Friends, Cornelius was a special case relative to God proving to the Jews that he, God, was going to accept the Gentiles through the gospel. And the Bible says they received the gift of the Holy Spirit. So let's look very closely. We've got just a few seconds here, and Brother Brad is going to be back in just a few minutes.